Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down there, thank you for your ongoing support. We definitely do appreciate it. And as you can tell, we are not at the set of the Max City Morning Show. We are at Banquet because Splash and Dash is throwing a great event. So if you need a car detailing service, Splash and Dash is the company to utilize. They're amazing. As you also know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Daisy Coles, and me and my husband are, well, my family, I guess, we're going to be doing a charity event at the BGC Club, formerly known as the Boys and Girls Club. Would you like me to talk a little bit about the event?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's going to be a motorcycle show and shine and a family event.
Okay.
It's going to be in the parking lot of the BGC Club. We started this, doing these little things years ago because we wanted to help the community and
right.
raise money for kids in the community.
Right.
So this year we chose the BGC Club.
Yeah, Boys and Girls Club, yeah.
It's so hard to change the name, but they did originally change their name.
Yeah, they're doing the acronym.
Yeah.
I can't remember it. I'm just going to call it Boys and Girls Club. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it's a motorcycle show and shine,
yeah.
and it's a family day event. So there's going to be, barbecue, face painting, bouncy castle, and then, of course, for the bikes, there's going to be best in show for different categories.
Okay.
We have some awards for that. There's going to be 50-50, all kinds of just fun day event for family.
Very cool. So are you a motorcyclist yourself?
My husband, David, is a motorcyclist,
okay.
so we do enjoy riding.
Yeah. Do you ride or do you sit with him?
I sit with him.
Okay.
I was going to get my license years ago.
Yeah.
But before the pandemic, actually before the fire.
Right. Okay.
But then after that, I just didn't bother.
Okay. That's all right. You just go for the cruise. There
Absolutely.
You go. So how did you guys start this? This is not your first time doing something like this. Where did the passion for this begin?
No,
and how did you figure it out?
Well, I guess, with being in Fort McMurray for over 20 years, our children were born and raised here.
Right.
And they were in the hospital several times in and out. And we just wanted to give back to the community and help other kids in the community.
Right.
So we did a few now. We did one before for the Boys and Girls Club. That was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Before the pandemic, of course. And
right.
we also did one to raise money for the, I forget what it's called, for the children's ward of the hospital.
Okay. Okay.
And then just as we started, like I said, it shut down for a few years because of the pandemic.
Right.
We just got a really big heart to want to help kids in the community.
That's right.
We've been in Fort McMurray for over 20 years. It's a great community, and there's lots of people here that are loving and caring, and we do it ourselves, just the Coles family. So it's basically me, my husband, my mom-in-law, and my daughter and my son.
Right.
And we do the whole thing ourselves.
Yeah.
We love it. We just love giving back. It's just about giving back.
That's awesome. How old are your children?
My daughter is 21 now.
Oh!
She lives in Edmonton.
Okay.
She just graduated from college out there.
Okay.
And my son is 15.
Okay, what did she graduate? What did she finish with?
Oh my. She has a big long title, but basically she's a pastor.
Okay.
Basically, she can be youth pastor, kids pastor.
That's awesome.
She specializes in youth pastor and also guidance counselor.
Okay.
So she can do, her specialization was in addictions.
Okay.
So she can help those who are addicted to different things.
Okay, so, yeah. That's fantastic.
There's big long titles, but I really don't know the big long titles.
That's right. That's right.
But she graduated in May of this year.
Okay, so. And is she planning to stay down south? Is she coming up here?
What are no, she's going to work down there. Right now, she's working at North Point Church.
Okay.
As a kids pastor. She's going to be moving soon, though, to go to Vermilion to follow her fiance.
Okay.
Because he's in mechanic school there.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to be going down there with him, and she just got a job at, I'm not sure what the name of it is, but basically it's a clinic for, I guess, addictions.
That's awesome. Yeah, Good for her.
I'm not too sure of all the details.
Yeah. It's hard to keep all that in your head.
It's hard to keep up them all.
That's right, yeah.
So we all do it. So she is, her and her fiance will be coming back to Fort McMurray on August the 27th for the event, so that she always does the face painting.
Okay. Her,
so usually me and my mom-in-law does the barbecue.
Right.
David takes care of the registrations. Registration starts 10:30 in the parking lot.
Right, right.
They take care of that, and then usually Rebecca will do the face painting.
Right.
And then I'll usually walk around with 50-50s or basically do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just praying for good weather.
Yeah.
That's what we're praying
like today.
For. Yes. No rain because we're having this heat wave now.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're hoping that
it keeps
doesn't
going.
Crack and
that's right.
Call for rain.
It's a heat wave. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very, very hot.
Yeah. And speaking of that, that's a good transition into a commercial that we're going to throw this into, an ad from Carrie and Patchouli Rose. She's going to talk all about one of her very great products, which is sunscreen. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
All right, we're back. Thank you so much, Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Sunscreen is important, especially on a day like today.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be down at the Boys and Girls Club. You got face painting. The bikes are going to be there. Are there like awards and stuff for like different bikes?
There
How does that work?
There's different categories of bikes.
Okay.
I don't know all the names of the categories,
that's right.
But there is five different categories.
Okay.
And then there's an award for each category.
Right.
Plus there's called something called the Best in Show.
Okay.
So that'll also be an award as well.
Okay.
And then our big sponsor, without our sponsor, we wouldn't be able to even do this.
Okay.
It's Mikisew Group of Companies.
Okay.
So we'd like to thank them.
Yeah.
And I forgot to mention as well, there's going to be a silent auction.
Okay.
We have a lot of different items
from
companies around town that donated things for the silent auction.
Right.
So we have probably, I'm still collecting, probably as of right now, maybe 15 items. Like,
awesome.
For example, M&M Meats gave us a $150 card from there.
Right.
We'll be auctioning that off. We have stuff from Spoiled Rotten, Candlelight. Just, I would not be able to name them all, but without the support, we would not be able to do it.
And so if people want to get in contact with you guys, how does that work? Is there a Facebook page that you guys have? Or is it a phone number? How do people get in contact with you?
There is a Facebook page for the, it's called the BGC Motorcycle Show and Shine.
Okay.
If you want to register early, like before the actual event, you can go on there and contact us.
Right.
Or it's 10:30 the morning of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. And how many bikes are you hoping to get there?
More the better, but at least 40 or 50. I mean,
this
is for a great cause.
That's right.
When our last one we did, we had 35 bikes, I think it was.
Okay, fantastic.
So it's for a great cause. And
cool.
I mean, we're just going to be doing like the barbecues by donation.
That's right.
So whatever anyone feels to give,
that's right.
Fine. Okay. Same thing with silent auction, just going to be bidding. So whatever you feel is
very
appropriate.
Very cool. Well, listen, before we cut to you loose today, we got to talk about what we're doing here. And you might not know about this organization in town, a company. It's called Splash and Dash.
Okay.
So they're throwing a party here tonight, but Splash and Dash is a car detailing company that comes and picks up your car while you sleep.
Oh, wow.
So yeah,
great.
It's a really cool service. So if you're at home or yourself, even whatever you've got, they come pick up your car while you sleep, and then they'll drop it back. And it'll be detailed, it'll all be clean, water into cup holders, smelling nice, and then you can just go on with your day and not miss your vehicle during the peak hours of operation.
Amazing.
Yeah. So big shout out to Splash and Dash. And by the time this episode goes out, you're going to miss the party. But if you did, trust me, it was a banger. So, yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. I know, like, you felt a little bit nervous, but I'm telling you, on camera, you killed it.
Oh,
nothing to be nervous about.
Awesome.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Please come and support the Boys and Girls Club of Fort McMurray on August 27th. And have a great day.
There we go. All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of the Max City Morning Show. It does mean the world to me. We got to give a big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Got to give a big shout out to Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Thank you for talking all about sunscreen, and Splash and Dash and Banquet for making this cool location happen today. And go show up to their event, please, and thank
please
you.
Please come.
I hope you're having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.